This is New England Public Radio News. The race to lead Chicopee, Massachusetts is one of three mayoral elections in western Massachusetts with no incumbent on the ballot. Richard Koss, who's been mayor for a dozen years over two stints, announced in February he would not seek re-election. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne looks at the field.
Chicopee voters will pick between John View, the city council president, and Joseph Morissette, assistant principal at Chicopee Comprehensive High School. They faced each other at a recent debate hosted by WGBY. For Morissette, the most pressing issue for Western Massachusetts' second-largest city is crime, especially in the downtown area.
We've had gun calls down there have gone up in the last 5 years, violent crimes, we had assaults. It's not a great place to walk at night.
As for Morissette's contention that gun calls have gone up downtown, the Chicopee police say they did spike a few years ago, but have since dropped. Morissette said more officers are needed, but are not available.
We're losing patrolmen faster than we can hire them, and that's because of a contract that was negotiated that's not equitable for these young police officers.
He's saying that we're down some officers. There was a huge amount of hire in the early 80s, and it's causing a lot of retirements right now.
John View, as city council president, has ended up defending the city's record on these issues.
And I do think that there's some inadequacies when it comes to pay, but the police officer complement's been increased from 102 to 120.
And the department is aiming to hire another 14. Regardless, View says Morissette's assessment of safety downtown is off the mark.
I have my headquarters downtown, and I'm there very late at night. Do I feel unsafe downtown? Absolutely not.
The Chicopee mayor's race took a strange turn in early October when a former student at Chicopee Comp accused Morissette of outing him. According to Mass Live, the student was in Morissette's office because of an alleged sexual encounter on school grounds. Morissette left his intercom on, so some of their discussion was broadcast throughout the school. Morissette said it was inadvertent and...
There was nothing that I made for an announcement that brought anything forward. It was completely public prior to that.
Morissette said he has an openly gay son whom he supports. He believes the accusation is politically motivated, especially given the timing. But View said his hands are clean.
I can tell you that I sleep well at night knowing that we're running a 100% positive campaign focused on me as a person, my credentials, running for mayor.
If September's preliminary election is any indication, View may be the favorite. He beat Morissette by more than 16 points. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.